a small business, to really have a higher purpose to your business. To focus on that triple bottom line is kind of a given now, but the rewards are, you know, they don't come from financial success. You know, create something that's going to make the world a better place. And so I've created SIP because I want to reduce the amount of diabetes and obesity and disease that's associated with overly sweet drinks. So we're educating consumers and we're connecting with the local community. We're really strong supporting local community. And just having a value-based business is going to be expected in the future. I think being a green company, being, you know, a sustainable company is almost a given today. That's status quo. And I think authenticity is almost a requirement now. You know, so many problems in business with, you know, Enron and all these companies. We've gone full circle now, and you really need to be authentic and transparent and do something that will make the world a better place.
Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio and sharing your story with us.
Thanks, Laura.
This is 101.9 CITR, and I've had the pleasure of speaking with Jennifer Martin of SIP Soda today.
My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
DJ Dan Shakespeare back on air. Yeah. So yeah, I'm not sure what my theme is today, but I do know that my recording instructor and I wrote quite a few songs on this list here, and the theme will come to my head later. And also, well, yeah, first of all, starting with Canadian stuff, and this one is by a girl called Mae Moore, I'll Watch Over You, from 1990, on the Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Is a stereo, how loud does it go? What songs do I know? Whatever happened to my plans? Whatever happened to life I thought I had? My life is a stereo, kind of cheaply made though. How bad does it show? Whatever did become of all my friends? Whatever happened to the likes of all of them?
Right. That was Stereo by The Watchmen, and before that, I'll Watch Over You by May Moore. Wow, both from the 90s, this last one from 98, and then one before that from 1990. Wow. Yeah, as if you want to remember, on July 24th, I changed to alternative stuff. And either, yeah, and at end of August, beginning of September, I gotta recheck the date, I started with doing the Canadian stuff all first, just so I could relax the rest of the show. Yeah, because I ran out of Canadian oldies, so, yeah, and now, here comes on Elephant by Hannah Georges on The Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM CITR with Dan Shakespeare.
You are off kilter with me. Don't you know it's every other day of the week? You're in my feet. These days I'm running to escape, drenching my brain, soaking my mistakes. My mistakes. Is there any love left for me? Is there any love left for me? That dark sky, yeah, it's so big. Isn't anybody wondering? Isn't anybody questioning what this all is? As I age, it sinks deeper in. This life is temporary, it's all gonna end. This is all gonna end. It's just a little love that I need. 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 There's an elephant in this room, and I'm white as a ghost, as a ghost. As a ghost.
That was Figure It Out by Emily and Elephant by Hannah George just before that. Oh, some of these songs sound familiar, but I'm pretty sure they're not hits. episode 36 here. The Tea Party. What kind of band would this be? The River and the Tea Party. That's two items. All right, here it goes on the Shakespeare Show.
I pass by.
That was New Sunday by the Courtneys. Wow. And The River by the Tea Party before that. Wow. And then Figure It Out by Emily before that. Now I figured out what it is. Double meanings. That's pretty much the name of the show. Yeah. Double meanings. Alright, now it's Hello by Poe on The Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM CITR.
Can't see your face, but you left a trace on a data back road that I almost erased. Not even God takes this long to get back, so get back. 'Cause I hit a fork in the road, lost my way home, cut off from the mainline like a disconnected modem. Code. I reach you below. No one should brave the underworld alone. Hello, hello, hello. How do I reach you? Hello, hello, hello. How do I reach you? In a code. Hello, hello, hello.
That was Seduce Me Tonight by Flashdance from the Flashdance movie soundtrack. I don't know exactly the person that sings it, but I guess I better check it out later. Alright, and here is, well, yeah, I know the theme. Yeah, it was Hello by Poe before that, and before Seduce Me Tonight by Flashdance, and now here is African Moon by Boney M on The Shakespeare Show.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town,
Tonight we'll try to say goodbye again. But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
That was Walk On By by Leroy Van Dyke. Wow, country song. Yeah, and before that, African Moon by Boney M. Wow. And now comes on, now we're back, and we're on British rock. Jerry and the Pacemakers, How Do You Do It?
How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I'd do it to you. How do you do what you do to me? I'm feeling blue. Wish I knew how you do it to me, but I haven't a clue. You give me a feeling in my heart, like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me? For me like I fell for you. You give me a feeling in my heart, like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, won't you tell me, how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you. When I do it to you.
Have you ever seen an Eskimo in the land of snow? At the pole, you know. Did you ever hear the music that they play up there? It's a bear, it's a bear, it's a polar bear. Did you ever see them dancing on an icy floe? They are frozen so, just to get a glow. Dancing in their bear skins, warming up their bear skins, wobbling the North Pole total low. Oh, 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 Miss Eskimo, leave your blubber and away we go. Keep dancing, keep prancing to the Eskimo ragtime. It don't matter whether young or old, your teeth will chatter and your blood run cold. So keep playing, keep swaying, jump from crag to crag. Keep right on moving or you sure will freeze. You are catching cold when you begin to sneeze. It's a darn bad place for BVDs. When you do that Eskimo 42 below, do that Eskimo rag. Men and women dress alike up there and so well, you never know just who is your beau. You may think that you are dancing with a man, it's great. Guess again, it's your cousin Kate. When the ice begins to form upon your face, it's soft. And whenever you cough, why it all falls off. That's against the custom. People never bought them. Everyone there is frozen face. Just hear this cold storage mist. Crack your face because I want a kiss. Keep dancing, keep prancing to the Eskimo ragtime. It don't matter whether young or old, your teeth will chatter and your blood run cold. So keep playing, keep swaying, jump from crag to crag. Keep right on moving or your show will freeze. You are catching cold when you begin to sneeze. It's a darn bad place for BVDs when you do that Eskimo 42 below. Do that Eskimo rag.
Wow. The Eskimo Rag by Billy Murray. From 1912, that's the oldest song I've played on here so far, ever since I started. Wow. Yeah, and now here's another country song from the late 70s called That Was Yesterday by Donna Fargo on The Shakespeare Show.
You know, I've always believed that when you feel something, especially something good for someone, you shouldn't keep it from them. You should let them know. But I also believe that if you think it's love, there's really no need to bring it up if you know there's no chance for it to grow. But it seems like I'm always coming up with contradictions. Because now I find that what I believe and what I feel are two very different things. And those feelings that I've kept all to myself want to come out now, even though they've changed. So you see, I guess I was right in one way that I never told you this. And I don't really know why I'm telling you now, but I just kind of like you to know that there could have been a you and me. I might have changed my life for you, and you might have changed for me. If there were not so many ifs and buts, and if you had wanted it to be. But because of the way I am and the way you are, we never took the chance, did we? Call it respect because we're not free. Call it fear of rejection because of our pride. Or call it just plain old common sense, that it would just be too risky and too sticky a situation because we wouldn't know exactly where we were going and we'd be afraid to take the ride. Call it whatever, but I wanted you to know that I like you very much and you're the kind of person I could love. You're honest, sincere, compassionate, not afraid to be too gentle and not afraid to be too strong, and you've got that certain kind of something that people are always looking for and rarely find and never seem to get enough of. And somehow, it doesn't seem wrong to tell you that. No, we've never kissed and never touched each other, but our hearts have and our souls have. And if we gave them half a chance, look out, for I'll bet they could start a fire that nobody in the whole world could put out. That was yesterday, wasn't it? And things are so different now. So I was right not to ever tell you because I guess I always knew it never really would have had a chance to grow. And though I'll use my better judgment again and never mail this letter, I still kind of wanted you to know.
Fool of you, why don't you do right? like some of the men do. Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wanderer now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. The men do. Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Like some other men do.
That was Why Don't You Do Right by Peggy Lee. Yeah, and before that, that was Yesterday by Donna Fargo. Wow, I didn't know that was just going to be a long speech. Whew! And now here is Delaware by Perry Como on the Shakespeare Show 101.9 FM CITR.
Jersey, she wore a brand new jersey. She wore a brand new jersey. That's what she did wear.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, why did California? Was she all alone? She called to say how are ya. She called to say how are ya. She called to say how are ya. That's why she did call.
Uno, two, three,
four. Oh, what did Mississippi boy through her pretty lips? She sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, that's what she did sip. Oh, where has Oregon, boy, where has Oregon? If you want Alaska, Alaska, where she's gone? She went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes, she went to pay her taxes, that's where she has gone.
I buy, drive, beer.
Oh, how did Wisconsin, boy, she stole a new brass key. Too bad that Arkansas, boy, and so did Tennessee. It made poor Florida die, boy, it made poor Florida die. You see, she died in misery, boy, she died in misery. Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware? Oh, what did Delaware, boy, what did Delaware?
Thank you.
That was Chariot Chugi by T-Rex. Wow, that was my last song that I played of theirs off the slider. Well, the second to last song on that album. Wow. Yeah, played all 13 of them. Wow. So, wow, I'm gonna have to get some new T-Rex songs pretty soon. Yeah, try and look up different albums. I've got all on Electric Warrior except for Get It On, Bang A Gong, which isn't going on because it's a hit, and I don't have Jeepster on yet, and it's still deciding if I'm going to have that as well. So, I believe that pretty soon I'll be signing off for, because CJ Mahajan, whatever his last name is, he just came right into he's going to be on air pretty soon, so, I'm going to have to sign off for the Terry Project. I'm not sure if Sam and Gordon are coming, even though I do hear different voices. Yeah. So, but I know CJ's here for sure. And, I'll be signing off right now. Right. Oh, there you guys are. Oh, you guys got your show on now?
In his short 12-year career, Mark Bolan achieved 4 British number ones, 3 number one LPs, with record sales topping 60,000 a day. He lived the iconic rock and roll dream, constantly evolving on the journey from teenage mod pinup to rock god, idol to millions.
I'm your toy, your 20th century boy. Ha!
Ooh, become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
You are listening to The Terry Project.
Terry Project.
The Terry Project.
Terry Project Podcast.
From CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Here at UBC.
The University of British Columbia.
In Vancouver.
To find out more,
even more,
about The Terry Project, visit our website at
terry.ubc.ca.
And subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
My one big idea
is priceless.
What can be better than that?
Hey, this is Gordon calling back.
Gordon, I'm outside. This is the perfect time.
My question for you first, before I even get you to introduce yourself, do you want to be introduced by name, or do you want a pseudonym? Or like, how sensitive is this?
Well, do I want to have the soundbite attached to my name? No, I don't see any benefit to that whatsoever.
So maybe we'll call you Doug.
Okay.
How do you like that for an alter ego?
I usually go with Scott Walker.
All right.
Scott Walker is my internet alias.
We had a few thousand listens last year, but I think most of them were for my mom. You might say we never really took off. So somebody told me to talk to this guy.
I am a digital web and social media consultant, and I help brands, companies, and organizations improve their visibility and improve the awareness of themselves online. What we try to do is use people within the organization, their friends and family, as well as other synthetic means of getting the ball rolling, so to speak. So,
wait, synthetic?
So if you call it synthetic.
What do you mean by that?
There are ways to purchase and increase the number of followers, fans, likes, and comments on just about all types of digital media.
You can buy Twitter followers, right?
Sure.
Can you buy Instagram likes?
Yeah.
What about iTunes votes?
You can buy iTunes votes.
And YouTube views?